Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you on this beautiful day. And it's a beautiful day wherever you are. It's 79 degrees here in Boca, but wherever you are, thank God we have callers in Eretz Yisrael and Israel and in Europe, across the state, Canada. Really, really amazing that here we are over a year. It's our first call, but it's a beautiful day wherever we are, because it's a gift from Hashem. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 25th day of the month of Nisan and the 10th day of the Omer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can always make a sponsorship for any point in the future today, but the deadline for tomorrow's program is today at 5. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, and it's been over a year, and introduce Rabbi Shmuel Isma of Young Israel of Great Neck in Great Neck, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Isma slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Yismach to learn more about his incredible community in Great Neck. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Yismach.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali. Thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to share these Divrei Torah to all of those who have joined together. This is a beautiful initiative, and also it's 61 degrees here in Great Neck, not quite Boca, but not too bad. So we have just completed Pesach, and tonight is Yom HaShoah, next week Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut. We're in the midst of the Genus and the Shvach, the good and the bad of Jewish history. Really, we are particularly confronted in these weeks by the whiplash that is caused by the roller coaster of Jewish history and the ups and the downs and its vicissitudes. Perhaps to understand it a bit better, I'd like to share an idea that I saw from Rabbi Eliyahu Schlesinger of Gilo. And to understand this, we have to look towards Parshas Balak, which we're not going to be reading for another couple of months. It says in the beginning of Balak, where Balak decides that he has a solution to his Jewish problem, he decides to send an emissaries to find Bilam who can curse the Jews, and he sends the following message. He says, Hine, am yatsa mi Mitzrayim. There is a people who came out of Egypt. Hine chisa sein ha'aretz. It hides the earth from view. That's how he describes the Jews as the nation, understandably, who is yatsa mi Mitzrayim. But just a few psukim later, where we have Bilam repeating what Balak had messaged to him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Bilam repeat it as? He says, Kine ha'am hayotzei mimitzrayim vayichas esein ha'aretz. He doesn't say, Hine am yatsa, the nation that left, but rather instead he says, Hine ha'am hayotzei, the nation that in present tense leaves. And of course the question is why? It seems otherwise to be a direct quote. And while Balak refers to him as them as having left in the past, here it's in the present. It's currently happening. What does that mean? So Schlesinger explains beautifully. He says to Balak, he thinks that this very short 15 minutes of fame, one chapter of Jewish history, completes the story. The way he sees it, the Jews had a wonderful run. They got out of Mitzrayim with the 10 Makos and everything that happened at the sea. It's wonderful. It's amazing. Remarkable. But, I mean, by the time you get to Parshas Balak, a lot has happened. We've had Parshas Kisisa and the Egel Hazov. We've had the Misononim and the complainers in Parshas Baloscha. We've had those in Korach who rose up against Moshe. And, I mean, it can't be that these graced people are going to continue to have the run that they did. And so he sees them as the Am, which was Yatza, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They have left. Their story is done. But Bilam as a Navi, Bilam knows better. Bilam knows that they are perpetually leaving Mitzrayim. He knows that they live in the present tense. And because of that, it's not chapter one. It's not chapter two. It's not chapter three. This is going to be a book that goes on forever. This is the that is Yotzei Mimitzrayim. And this back and forth, past and future tense problem exists all throughout the descriptions of Geula. In Az Yashir, most famously, we have Az Yashir Moshe. We just read this last week. Then Moshe will sing. Will sing. Yashir, he will sing. What does that mean? That means that this song did not only take place in the past, but this song will take place in the future as well. We celebrate the successes and the victories of the Jewish people, not just in one generation, but we are looking forward to those successes and those victories in generations to come as well. That's the tense correction that we make. It's not the Jews of the past. It's Jews of the past while we experience our hopes and our dreams of what we will be in the future, knowing that this is what it means to be an immortal people. Az Yashir itself ends with an incredible phrase, Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yodecha, the Mikdash of Hashem, which will be established by his hand. That's not the Mikdash Rishon or the Mikdash Sheni, the first temple or the second temple. Those were made by mere mortals. But that's referring to the Beis HaMikdash of the future. And as we end Az Yashir in our tefillah, Hashem Imloch Li'olam Va'ed, we look forward towards that Beis HaMikdash in our description of praise for the events in the past. We look forward knowing with absolute confidence that it will come hopefully soon. And so as we look at Yom HaShoah and the down and Yom HaZikaron and the challenge and Yom HaTzmaut, the ups and the successes, and we look forward, we know that to be an immortal people means that there will be chapters that point in all sorts of directions. The Menorah HaMa'or says beautifully about those who repeat Az Yashir this every day, this song stuck in the struggle of tenses. He says, one who says the Shira every single day, Uma'amin, and believes, Shagol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esav Osav Mitzrayim, who saved our fathers from Egypt, Bekar Lahem Hayam, and split the sea for them then, Behaviram Besocha Becharav, and brought them through in dry land. That person who repeats this every day, Lefikach Yizke Liros Yimot HaMashiach Ugeula Sh'asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ligolos Sanam Yigolos Uzzah. With that confidence in the past, that's what it takes to be ensured that we will merit the same in the future. We are in the past, in the future, all at once. We are the Yotzim Mimitzrayim. Not that we left, but that we are currently leaving. The same story then is the same story now. V'chol dar v'dar omdim aleinu. In every generation, these ups and downs are going to occur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. God will save us from all of these difficulties. We have not only left Egypt, we are still leaving it. With God's involvement and the supreme confidence in where he is delivering us, Hashem Yimloch li'olam va'ed. God will reign eternally. We'll begin Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmar leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzor, v'noth desha yarbitzeini, almei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yishovev, yancheini v'magli tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki yelech v'geis almoves, lo ira ro ki ato yimodi, שבתכו משענתך, הימו ינחמוני. תרוך לפני שולחון, נגד צוררוי. ישענת והשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני, כל ימי חיי. ושבתי בבית אדוני, לאורך ימים. קוף א' שיר למעלות, עשו עיני אל ההורים. Me'ayin yevo Ezri, Ezri me'in Adonai, Osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yonum shomrecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha, al yad yiminach. Yomam ha'shemesh li'akeka v'yareach palahilo. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikoro, Yishmar Snafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Teso Bo'echo Me'ata V'yad Olam Kof Lamed Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Karos Bicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'koli Tiena Aznecha Chashuvos L'kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmor Yah Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Imechas Licha L'man Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi V'lidvaro Hocholti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishamrim L'Boker Shamrim L'Boker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai Chesed V'harbe Imo Fidus V'hu Yifteis Yisrael Mikol Avonosov Mishaberach Habosenu Abraham Yitzhak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Hu Shlomo Hu Yivarech Liyirape Esacholim. Mavur Shakol Hakahol Hakadosh Hazeh Mispalim Ba'avuram. Chazah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rechamim Aleihem Lachlimam Lerapusam Lachzikam Lachiyusam Yishlach Lahem Mehir Refuah Shalema Min Hashamayim Lachol Ederehem Ulachol Gideihem Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Hagof Hashta Bagala Ubizman Kariv Dinomar Amen Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesunim Batlero Vashivya Ha'omdim Bein Bayam Bein Bayabasha Ha'makom Yirachim Aleihem Yotziyem Yitzara L'Ravacha U'me'achelu L'Yorah Mishibat L'Gulah Hashtab Azalah U'bizman Karib B'nomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Yismach. As we transition into the next segment of our call, we had you back on in that first week when we began the call last year in March. So first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing? How was Pesach?
Oh, great question. Yeah, it's been a very long year. A year, I think, like no one has around. As I've told a lot of people, it's been my best pandemic ever. I guess that's the positive spin. Things are good. Things are good. I was, zochet to take over the shul that I'm in. Rabbi Yaakov Lerner retired after 45 years and, made aliyah, and he has excellent timing. So it's been a challenge, you know, adjusting to the new job and to the new reality. But thank God the family's good. Yom Tov is nice. Usually we have a lot of people who go away. Thankfully, a lot of people stayed. And so all together, it was a beautiful Yom Tov.
So happy to hear. So to get us started, for our listeners who might not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a bit of a brief overview, if you could share with us about the shul and the community in general?
Sure, sure. The community is, you know, over 50 years old, maybe 60 or 70. I don't know the exact details. The Orthodox community here in Great Neck on the north shore of Long Island. Really the first, people confuse us with the five towns. That's on the south shore of Long Island. We're at the north shore, other side of Long Island, technically. And, for many years now, there's been an Orthodox presence here. We have two major shuls. And there's a very large and well-known Persian community here as well, but there's two very large Ashkenazi shuls as well, and have the zchus of being involved with the Young Israel.
Amazing. We have deep family connections there, too. My wife grew up in the neighborhood, but my brother married a prestigious family from Green Neck, and so always enjoy our time there, and always a pleasure to bump into you when I'm there next, looking forward.
I hadn't seen your brother. I saw your brother over Yom Tov. I hadn't seen him in a very long time. It was cool to see him.
It seems to be the case for everyone. Haven't seen you in a year. It's been so long. But thank God now as things progress, to be able to move forward. Many people have had the opportunity to get vaccinated, to get their second vaccination. We are certainly heading in the right direction. Next question for you, Rabbi Yismach. What motivated you? What drove you to go into the rabbinate and more specifically to become a pulpit rabbi?
That's an excellent question. It was a happy accident. Honestly, I had wanted to get involved in the teaching of Torah. I had some sort of part-time Hebrew school teaching experiences when I was in college. And when that occurred, I kind of told myself that, you know, I found a lot of joy in teaching Torah. I'm not sure what it was, but it did it for me. And I said if such an opportunity would come my way, you know, I'd probably grab it. And indeed, you know, that's kind of what happened. And regarding the pulpiteering that I do now, that was a real accident. I was involved in a kollel here in Great Neck. One thing really led to another, and I ended up being involved without title in this shul, the youngest of the Great Neck. Long story, how it occurred, probably way too long for our listeners. You can reach out to me and hear it if you're that interested. But one thing led to another, and I started here in this beautiful shul with these wonderful people as no title, then, you know, assistant rabbi, then associate rabbi. And then finally, here I am about 16 years later. So that's it's a long story. It wasn't my intention. But honestly, it was, I guess, the doing of a wonderful community that really convinced me that it was something which was meaningful and something where I could make a very big impact. And honestly, so far, so good.
It's incredible. And it kind of relates to your Divrei Hesed, the part of the words you shared at the beginning of the call that, and I'll use my own words, but, you know, life is not a straight line and Hashem has a plan for us and there are different ways that things go about. We think things are going to go from here to there, and Hashem, you know, demonstrates that there might be a different journey for us. So, certainly, the beneficiaries are your wonderful Sea Warrior congregation, and then all of us who have an opportunity to hear and learn from
absolutely.
You today. Last
I mean,
question.
I have a sorry.
No, go ahead, finish, please.
Yeah, no, I was going to say talk about ups and downs. One of the first jobs in Chinuch that I applied to. That I did not get was a job in Kirov. And the reason I did not get it, they told me I needed to be a Baal Tshuva. And I was trying sort of to convince them, like, no, really, in high school, I didn't take things that seriously. And I really sinned a lot in high school. And I remember the absurdity of trying to convince an organization that I was less religious at some point in my life. And I was trying to think, like, what's the lesson there? Like, I couldn't quite figure out what it was that I had been doing wrong, maybe by being more religious than I should have. But, yeah, vicissitudes for sure in our personal lives and all through our national existence for sure. It's like the moon cycle. It waxes, it wanes, but ultimately it's dependable.
Listen, and in full disclosure to our listeners, we went to the same high school. We overlapped for a little bit, so you could have brought me as a witness to that
oh
interview.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't thought about that. You could have told them exactly how less religious I was. Okay,
all right, last question. There we go. Let's pivot. The world's changed so much. It's been over a year since we had you on last, and you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we're certainly moving in the right direction. And our communities have changed. Our shuls have changed. And thinking about your shul, thinking about the Young Israel, but perhaps even more broadly, the Jewish community, what communal changes do you anticipate as we move forward?
This is the million, billion, trillion dollar question. You know, this is what my Shabbos HaGadol Drasha was about, trying to have this conversation about what will be different. I think the greatest tragedy will be, after all of this and the difficulties of this past year, if we've learned nothing and if nothing changes. The question, of course, is what's that going to be? You know, is it going to be, a reliance on technology and the Zoom versus the in-person? Or are we really fundamentally going to shift how we look at the shul experience, how we look at big minyanim, small minyanim? What we have learned for sure is that so many people access shuls for so many different reasons. And as one or another thing gets added on, you know, from the complete stoppage that we had in the beginning of the summer and the spring, you see different people coming back, whether it's for the early morning minyan or whether it's for the pseudo kiddush or whether it's for yizkar or whether it's, you know, you really get to track in an A-B testing sort of way what it is that people find is their entry point to community and to shuls. And I think there's a lot to learn from that. You know, we sort of took for granted that, you know, whatever, we just do the minyan and the Torah learning thing, and that's what we do, and different people just don't attend all of it. But really, that's what we are. I'm not clear anymore as to what it is that we are and being able to peel away all these different layers and re-add them one at a time has really, I think, informed what these layers mean to people. And I hope that we are able to learn many, many things and to collaborate, where so many shuls, so many communities are dealing with the exact same circumstances. Ultimately, our people are generally the same. And I hope that we'll be able to collaborate between communities and shuls to learn the lessons that are most important. I think otherwise this would be a tremendously wasted once in a century experience, which I haven't had too many of those, I believe, and that would be a crime. So I hope, you know, the OU and all of us, we can work together as communal members. For those listening to the call, I'd love to hear your ideas. The OU would love to hear your ideas. Everybody has what to say, and everybody has had the time to be thoughtful about it. So we all have what to contribute, and we all can figure out what tomorrow looks like. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Hashem, please, God, better very soon. Very thoughtful response. Rabbi Yismach, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We often pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova, for good. And may the Rabboni Sheolam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow. And as Rabbi Yismach mentioned, tomorrow is Yom HaShoah on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Shiner of Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.